Dylan from BODS here. We are back from a summer hiatus. Happy to be back, all refreshed. First order of business, we want to give a shout out to Jared Mitchell. Fucking Jared Mitchell, our 100th like on Facebook. Thank you, sir. Everybody, be more like Jared. Jared, I want to have your babies. On the show today, the guys talk about superpowers. What's your superpower? Write into the show. Let us know. Also, we have a mind meld for you. Any yay or nay? Stick around. BODS is back. Are you fucking ready? Are you fucking ready? Get ready, motherfucker. Let's do this. BODS, we are back here.
Hello.
To my right, I have.
Hello.
To my left, I have.
Zach.
I'm Dylan, and this is just going to be kind of a whatever episode, you know, kind of like a throwback the clock a little bit, kind of how we used to do, but obviously a little more structured. We have a little more chemistry
maybe,
now.
Maybe. It's going to be a little bit of getting to know you.
Getting to know. Whatever. Whatever, Carlo. Whatever, Zach. Whatever.
You know what I was actually thinking about on the way over here?
Tell me.
I was passing by Universal Studios.
You wanted to go to Universal Studios because I'm so down. I've been waiting for this day. Do you want to go to Universal Studios with me?
No. What I was thinking when I was passing Universal Studios, it's like, you know, they got all the rides, they've done all those action movies and superhero movies and all that kind of stuff. And I was thinking about what I would want my superpower to be if I was a superhero.
What would that be?
You know what you should do? You should go to Universal Studios. Maybe get some
ideas. Do they have like a seminar on what your superpower should be?
I think that's Tuesdays at 10.
Is that Tuesdays at 10? Do you have a season pass to there like you have to Disneyland?
Not yet.
I think the City Walk works for the devil. I never show my face there unless it's for IMAX.
I just hate paying for fucking parking. Like you go there, you pay $15 for parking, and then you get inside, it's way overcrowded. I'd rather just kind of...
So your superpower, you would be Meter Man, and you would just find the meter that had like an hour left on it, and you could just park at it?
There's an hour here!
My god, that would be a very useful power have in Los Angeles, to like be able to sense still going meters.
That's what I was thinking about. What would be my city-specific superpower?
Right, because it wouldn't be the same if you were out in the desert or something.
No, like Gotham, like Batman's in Gotham. Uh-huh. And he's just like a regular dude, rich guy, and his superpower fits there.
So you were thinking specifically city power.
Specifically Los Angeles power.
All right.
I was thinking, like, would I want, like, superhuman strength? Like, no, I would probably just want, like, I would want enough strength to where I could do what I could do in a pool. That pool strength?
Oh, man, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Where, you're, like, you can lift up two people in the pool. And you can kind of, like, just hold yourself off in one arm, you know, and, like, kind of, like, jump in the air and, like, kind of float for a little bit.
What would that be called?
Pool power.
Pool power?
I would have pool power strength. Pool strength.
But setback to having that is you would move at the same speed?
No. Just the power. I would have, like, the strength of being in a pool.
It's also very annoying being in a pool. Like, say if you're in the deep end, you have to put rocks. If you want to actually just stay on the ground, you would have to just walk around with rocks in your pocket or something.
No.
I would
float like I was in water all the time. That would actually be a hindrance.
Right.
I just want the strength.
You want the sensation of strength that you have in a pool.
Exactly. Like effortless. Kind of takes a little bit of strain. Like, you know, like Superman is like...
But it feels good.
But Superman's like, he has like all unlimited power, but like when he's like, he catches an asteroid, he kind of like... Like a little bit, like
it's a little tough for him.
Strains,
but, yeah.
But then he still does it.
But it feels
like,
good. It's a good
just
burn.
Like the same strain as if he's like with like an armored vehicle like that's coming at him.
So basically, you just want enhanced strength.
That would be one of them.
So you wouldn't necessarily have to call that pool power.
Well, no, just to give a like, because I don't want like the thing power. I don't want like the Hulk power. I want pool power, like pool strength. Would be one.
So you get a magical lamp. You rub it. The genie comes out, and this
pool
is
strength.
Your explanation.
Yeah, pool strength.
Like, okay, Mr. Genie, you know what I want? I want the strength that you have when you're swimming in a swimming pool.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you now?
Yeah.
Elaborate on that, Robin Williams. Elaborate.
Oh, you want a pool pump?
Pool pump.
So and then the genie would say, like, you mean you just want enhanced strength? No.
No, I want specific strength in Los Angeles of pool power. As one of my powers. It would be a multitude of powers.
Okay.
One.
Now, is this like a you can only choose three kind of thing?
I think it's unlimited. I mean, it's as much as your imagination.
Well, I mean, if you can just have as many powers as you want, just be like fucking all powerful then.
Well, no, I wouldn't want some powers. Some powers would suck. Like mind reading would suck. And especially in L.A., like, automatically. Like,
that was showcased in that great movie called What Women Want, starring Mel Gibson.
Can you imagine that?
Only be able to hear women's thoughts?
No. Hear anybody's thoughts would suck, especially in this town.
Well, I mean, if you're like Charles Xavier, you could control it. Clearly, I mean, you know, Mr. Xavier knows how to control it. Jesus.
Yeah, but would you really want, like, if you, like, you woke up and that's then stressful. You hear everybody's talking at the same time?
Well, yeah, you'd go through that moment
and
at first.
And plus, I don't speak
then...
Spanish that well, and, like, half the city is Mexican, so I wouldn't understand.
What
it,
about the power of just getting rid of
Mexicans?
It'd
be like a Telemundo
commercial. Okay.
Is that bad?
I think we all have that power.
Yeah.
We have that with the power of votes.
That's true. If we want to uphold it. God bless you, forefathers.
No, but that would suck. Controlling the weather, not really necessary in LA because it's pretty much the same thing all the time.
Well, I mean, clearly flying would be cool.
Flying would be nice. It would be nice.
It would be pleasant, would it?
It would be pleasant. Yeah. No.
Flying would be...
Avoid traffic.
Pleasant.
You could avoid traffic, but then, you know, you got to dress for it all the time.
It's cold up there.
And then how fast would you go? How would you go as fast as a...
Well, that leads into something completely different. Like, how does Superman go faster? Like, does he just flex harder or something? Like,
I can answer that with the same way that you can kill a vampire. How can you kill a vampire?
Any way you want, because vampires don't fucking exist.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it doesn't... He's not fucking real. That's why you can do that.
But for the sake of the show, let's try and figure out an actual answer.
Like, for example, like... like, does he just flex or something? Because, okay, I don't know if anyone saw that commercial for the new Superman that's coming out, Man of Steel. The ending scene of it is him, like, flying, and then he flies a little faster. And then he flies even faster, and then he breaks a sound barrier and flies faster than that. He doesn't make any special movement or anything. Like, you know, like when Superman in, what was it, Superman 1, where he flies around the world so fast he turns back time?
Right.
Totally possible, by the way.
Right, yeah.
I guess the question is, is there
a limit to how fast? Is there an average speed that he goes?
If you were
going to
fly in L.A., would you want to fly as fast as, like, a ghetto bird? Or would you want to fly...
Enjoy.
What's a ghetto bird?
Helicopter. Yeah. Police helicopter.
Oh, that's a ghetto bird?
Or enjoy the scenery and fly slow, like a Sunday drive.
And would there be a limit, or...
I wouldn't...
Is this part of your powers? Is this one that you would pick in L.A.?
I would pick flying anywhere, really. I think flying's a pretty fucking cool power. Now, we've already had this conversation. I would probably fly with one arm out like this, you know?
Because, for what reason?
Just because it looks cool.
Like this classic
Because
Superman.
It looks awkward otherwise. You're
classic
just kind of like...
Classic Superman way of flying.
Yeah, you know, you got
that
like one
looks
arm
less
up.
Awkward than...
Just like this? Why not
more...
just like this? Like both arms out to the side, like an airplane.
Or like Powdered Toast Man, just fly backwards for that reason. Like,
well, you could.
You could.
I mean, there's... Some,
fly on
sure.
your back.
You
fly on your back.
Yeah, I mean,
looking
if you
up
can
at
fly,
space.
Shit, you'd probably just fly any which way. Fuck it. I don't even have to have my arm
out. I'm asking specifically L.A. Like, what would your one of your L.A. powers be?
This wouldn't actually necessarily even have to be a power, but I have often daydreamed about this, being that parking is impossible to find in many occasions in L.A.
So you would be Meter Man.
What I would want...
An extension of
is,
Meter Man.
What I would want is a city-granted permit... Like hangs in my windshield or something.
You want to be handicapped?
That just not handicapped, but literally I can park.
You want to be able to park?
You want
to
have
in front of any building?
You want to have?
No, but not, like, blue zone be damned. I'm talking like fucking red zone, yellow zone. I can park anywhere.
You want to have diplomatic immunity?
I want to have diplomatic immunity to parking.
Parking.
Yeah,
I want,
that's
and
nice.
That wouldn't even necessarily be a power.
D-I-P.
It would just be a
dip.
Pass.
You want to have dip?
Then you're not saying I want to know what a power of yours would be in L.A.
Okay.
You're saying you want to be a
man. Let's just check that off the box. I want that permit, government of Los Angeles.
Right. It's a city.
I think there aren't enough tall buildings to want the Spider-Man power, because that would be cool, but outside of a place like New York, Spider-Man's powers are somewhat not as useful.
Skyscrapers. Without skyscrapers, there's no Spider-Man.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you couldn't have like Spider-Man in like, you know,
in like L.A.
Des Moines. Or
okay,
something.
Let me narrow down the power that I would want by eliminating what I wouldn't want. How about that? So, Spider-Man powers in Los Angeles probably not the most useful. Super speed like the Flash, with all the cars and things to run into out here, I don't think I would really need that.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, there's so much shit in the way. I would probably die my first run. You know, right. like I would at least break a kneecap or something by bumping it.
Well, what about like dialing it down a bit, like pool power? What if you had the power to go as fast as you could run on one of those like airport trams? You know, the moving walkway.
That would be cool.
That would be good.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I always feel like I have a superpower when I do walk on those things, and everybody's walking on the regular ground. Next to me, I'm just like
chumps.
This is just
like suckers.
I'm so sorry, you're average. You got to catch a fly, but I'm going to get there
what
first.
What if you could go like full speed, what you could do on an airport walkway? Like, that would be one of your powers, like all the time.
Okay, I would. Now, I'm not limited, right?
You're limited as fast as you can run on one of those.
No. Things. I mean, in my ability to choose powers.
No.
Okay, so sure, I'd take that. I mean, if it came up to like only being able to choose three. I don't know if that would make the list, but sure, I would take that if I could just wish for whatever. Let's see, what else would make life convenient?
I know what makes life convenient is that whenever you are in the car and you all of a sudden have to take a huge shit, you're not even close to your house, and you know you're like, I might shit my pants or I might piss my pants, being able to just summon all the fucking courage and all the fucking control to just make that go away.
Well, like his
that's a horrible
like his,
feeling.
Wow. Like his handicap placard, that could be fixed with Depends.
It's not handicap. It's not handicap. The pass is just like some fucking get out of parking free pass, universal for parking anywhere.
What's your handicap?
There's no handicap. You don't have to park in red zone, so I want to park anywhere.
Actually, if you had the running as fast as you could on an airplane walkway power, then you could actually park 5 blocks away and get there in the same amount of time.
Okay.
You could park at your house.
No. Okay, so that's reasonable.
So that's contradicting.
You know what power would be really awesome in Los Angeles? The power to manipulate metal, or actually like telekinesis kind of thing, being able to lift things with your mind.
Like Magneto,
or Charles Xavier. Which one would I prefer?
No, what would you lift? What why would that
be? Well, for example, and this goes into traffic, like I would just like lift fucking everything out of my way, drive past it, and set it back down in my wake. That's what I would do.
Okay, so you got a range then.
I would drive out of my driveway, go to hit the 101, see just fucking bumper-to-bumper traffic, hit the gas, and then just put my hand out and just kind of lift things. Like you know, in a baseball stadium, like you see the wave,
right?
You would just see like a wave and this little car passing underneath the wave,
and then automatic like civilian destruction from when they landed with their wheel spinning, and they would all crash and die.
No, but they wouldn't
so you would
be moving.
Automatically evil immediately by doing that.
Yeah, you would be a supervillain. Yeah.
Would I be a supervillain?
Well, you just said you were going to kill a whole bunch of fucking.
No, it's not killing. I'm talking like if it's small enough just to move my
if
car.
If you were
and get
driving on the freeway and it was like bumper to bumper, and all of a sudden you had your foot on the gas, and then you were up in the air, and then you landed again, and your foot was still on the gas, if not more so, you'd crash into fucking everything. It'd be fucking chaos.
There's a million cars.
Don't kill
out
my
there.
Dreams.
I'm just saying, you got to think about the city that you're in. Like one of mine would be bum visibility.
Bum visibility.
The ability not to see homeless people.
Wow.
That would be good.
That would be fucking great.
I could go.
That would be a useless fucking power.
I got off a bus one time.
That would be fucking useless.
I got off a bus one time and I saw a black homeless person in Santa Monica, a woman, taking a shit into her hand and looking right at me going, ha! I could have used that power. I could have used that power at that point.
I'd have
they're just people. That would be a waste of a wish.
No. I could be on a sidewalk cafe.
But they're like, unlimited wishes.
Eating, you know, drinking a cup of coffee, eating my breakfast, and the bum would come up to everybody else and start talking. I wouldn't see him. I would have fun.
That's a waste of an unlimited
somebody
wish.
Somebody leans back like, I'm sorry, I don't have any. Be like, who are you talking
to? It would be
to?
Like living in like Salt Lake City where there's no bums. You're just fucking, it's beautiful. I don't see him. I can go downtown. Like, I can walk downtown, not see shit.
Bums aren't this much of a fucking problem,
yes,
I don't think.
Can they see you?
Oh, those assholes at the end of the fucking freeway entrances and exits?
But come on, you can.
Do I want to feel awkward because I'm in air conditioning and I fucking pull up and I see them and I pretend that I don't look at them? It's like, I'd rather just not see them.
Can they see you?
Of course. Yeah, they can see you.
Yeah, I can see you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's kind of almost like bum. Everybody kind of has that a little bit.
They don't
acknowledge
but
them.
But you wouldn't have any guilt by seeing them or, you know, like seeing
I feel like
them.
You
would
already
you know,
had that power.
Would you know you had that power? Would that be a good power just to know that you don't know that you have, but it's just ingrained?
No, because then I would take full use of it by going to areas where I know bums are, but then not seeing them.
And then you just, like, maybe you went down to Skid Row one night.
It would be like six.
And you'd catch a knife in the side and be like, oh, I'm bleeding.
No, it wouldn't happen. Because it would be like 5 a.m. on Grand Theft Auto when there's nobody on the streets. That's what it would be like if I was downtown. It would be amazing.
Okay.
I mean, would that mean that they just wouldn't, you wouldn't see them, or they wouldn't exist to you?
I wouldn't see them, and they wouldn't see me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I could have the same wish with traffic. Like, I wish I had traffic invisibility or something, but that wouldn't mean that the cars weren't there if I was like, oh, look, there's no traffic, and then I just drive into a bunch of invisible cars.
That's ridiculous.
That would be traffic invincibility.
That's traffic invincibility, yeah.
Not okay, well, then I would wish for traffic invincibility.
Actually, you know, I could... Ooh, another good one would be permanent motorcade.
What's that?
Is there people shooting at you all the
time? No, permanent motorcade. So I would have, like, two, like, fucking LAPD motorcycle cops in front of me and in back of me whenever I'm in the car, just making people move.
Okay, that would be cool, so but escorts. That would be more in the category of the universal parking pass, because that's something...
No, because I wouldn't pay them.
That wouldn't be a power. That would be a granting of certain lenience or something.
Actually, then there you go. It would be the illusion that everybody had that I always had a motorcade, but it wouldn't be an actual motorcade.
Ah. Okay. Okay, so that's kind of like telepathy, like putting images into people's minds.
Right.
What about the power to have every woman want to fuck you? You don't have to hear
that. That could be a problem.
You don't have to hear their thoughts. You don't have to hear their thoughts. Yeah, you just have a way.
That could end up being a problem.
It's, you know, it's the same. It's like when you...
It can also be not be a problem.
It's right
after... That's how you look at it,
right?
Right
after you go trick-or-treating and you have all the candy you could ever want. You have like fucking 20 Snickers. You get sick of the Snickers within that first hour.
Yeah, but there's a lot of other kinds of candy, if you know what I mean.
No, I'm saying, but it's all girls.
Yeah, say you go for like 6 months.
No, I ended up fucking guys, because it was like why there's no challenge.
Yeah, like you go for 6 months, and like all these women are just throwing at you. At the end of 6 months, you're like, God, I'm fucked out. Yeah, and yet you have to go for the rest of your life.
Well, what about the power?
All these women throwing themselves at you.
What about the power to feel like there is a challenge every time?
Well, then what's the point of having the power?
Yeah, well, you're...
Because it literally is a challenge.
You're confusing the genie.
No, it's a challenge to do it, so you want to keep doing it, but you don't know that they're going to like you, but they always do.
So it's like Tori Spelling auditioning for 90210. There's the challenge of she had to audition, but she knew she was going to get the part.
Yeah. Kind of. That's bullshit. But she kind of didn't, though. There's still a chance she might.
No, she knew she was going to get the part. If I knew that I just had to work a little bit and then I was going to get it anyways, it would be
fine,
like,
oh. I'll just have sex with all the women.
Okay.
That's not LA specific.
Yeah, that's not LA specific. I mean, another thing that isn't LA specific, I would wish to be a virtuoso at literally every instrument known to man.
Why is that LA specific?
It's not LA specific, but I just wanted to put that out.
That's
there.
Cool. Yeah,
that has been like a wish, I guess.
I'd like to dominate on the piano.
Ooh.
If I could just tomorrow.
You could have bouncer immunity.
Yeah.
Never have to wait in anything ever again.
Okay, so these aren't like...
These are more realistic.
We're not
going to
be
powers.
Joining any fucking like Justice League.
Well, hey, fucking Hawkeye's in fucking, you know, Avengers, and so is fucking what's her name?
Yeah, but they don't have bouncer invisibility powers or nothing.
I bet I'm stronger with my pool strength than fucking Hawkeye is.
No.
Why?
I don't know, man. He's got a good eye.
He's got those eyes. You know what he sees? Bums. I don't.
All right.
How about that?
Yeah.
You
know what I would? You know what I would wish? Just to fucking counteract your wish for bum invisibility, I would wish for infinite change pockets, so I could just walk past all the bums that you weren't seeing and just spray them with change.
But would you have in like?
I hate
change?
Carrying change. Do you like carrying?
No,
change?
No, but I wouldn't even feel it. That would be my power. I could just reach into my pockets and just produce massive handfuls of change.
But that's like winning a gumball machine. You got to keep on filling it up with gumballs that you buy. So that you'd be change and the change pocket.
No, I would have permanent change pockets.
Yeah, but with change in them.
Yeah,
you got to be specific.
You would have to get the change from somewhere and put it in the permanent change pocket.
No, I wouldn't have to get change. No, I would. No, see, that would be my power. My pockets would produce the change. I would just reach in. And it could appear to be empty, but like a Mary Poppins bag. Like, you just reach in and pulls out some huge lamp or something, you know? I just reach in,
so
and
it's not,
bam!
It's not your money.
No, it's not my money.
So why not have it like a dollar pocket?
What about and like also what change. About when you're not walking around?
They, you know what they like better than dollars? Change.
What about when
obviously.
You're like fucking
Obama bums? Like, yeah. That's all they
do
fucking
you got
want.
Any change?
What about
like, what, you got any bills?
What about yeah. when you're not walking around bums? You're gonna have these infinite change pockets full of change.
And then no, you
gotta
stop.
You gotta stop going to dinner. You gotta take a
no,
shit.
No, I'm talking like I would walk around like with my pants overflowing
no,
with
dude,
change.
No,
that's the power.
You don't see the downside of this. You'd be like it's like if you went to Tijuana and bought one Chick-fil-A. All the little kids would come around you looking for fucking you to buy
yeah.
their Chick-fil-A.
I've been to Mexico. I've seen that happen.
So if you started just fucking pouring out change like Daddy Warbucks, like all the bums are going to come around you.
Yeah. And you can't have bum visibility.
And then, no, but I would, you know what I do? You know what I do? All I would have to do is just say, hey, Carla, come over here for a second. Put my hand on your shoulder, and then it would just form
I'm
into me.
I'm not part of your
yeah.
weird
yeah.
power.
Uh-huh. No. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No. I guess this is about, yeah. we're talking about finding the downside. I think,
you know,
a
Nightcrawler transports other people. They just grab onto him, and then they teleport too. All I'd have to do is just grab onto your shoulder, and then I'd get bum invisibility.
But then why
why
they have the pockets full of change?
Because I wanted to be giving, and I wanted to
But then you say you want to be
well,
like...
Well, if they started fucking chasing me
why
and
you
shit,
give them,
I would have to do something.
$1 billion each, because you have unlimited wishes
no.
over the money.
I would have my airport running speed. I would just run away from them.
I'd use my pool strength and like launch you forward about 7 feet.
Yeah, and then I just start my airport running speed.
But see, like you're already like you're hindering yourself with your own power. Like I don't get that. Like you'd be like a fat assed white girl at a fucking hip hop party. Like everybody would just be going around you because of the power that you chose.
Well, okay.
Maybe
I was just being contrarian.
And I would use my amazing ability to grow my fingernails long to scratch your back.
That's
not
LA power,
no,
you pervert.
No, that was my first wish.
LA specific.
I'm not good at this.
So, pool strength, and then I would do bum visibility, and then I would do bouncer vision. So whenever they see me, I can just fucking get in. After parties, Oscar night. Whatever.
That would be a very good power to have in LA.
Yeah, I think so too. Oh, ooh, and the power to make people think that I had a nicer car.
Ooh.
You can do that without a power. I tell people all the time. Yeah, I drive a Porsche.
No, but when they see it.
This is just a loner.
I just point in LA and it's right there.
I'd be next to somebody in like a 84 Fiesta and then they'd look over and they're like, is that a Murcielago?
I don't know what that is.
With the full head of hair to be driving that car.
What happens
to his Asian girlfriend?
What happens if the girl wants to get in it, though, when she opens the door?
All she sees is Murcielago.
Even though she opens the door? So even in the interior is Murcielago.
This goes back to something
that's
a completely other subject, which is girls have no idea what fucking cars are.
Yeah.
Well,
they
certainly don't know what a Murcielago is, because I'm raising my hand. I don't know.
It's a Lamborghini Murcielago. It's a model of Lamborghini.
Thank you for explaining that to the listeners, because
no,
I totally knew
I picked up a girl one time in my like red GTI that I had, right? And then a week later, my car was in the shop. It was using my sister's car. She has a red Infiniti G35, two-door sports coupe, right?
Okay.
Completely different-looking car. Pick up the girl again. She gets in the car, and I'm just like, eh? Yeah?
Right.
She's like, what? I'm like, you don't notice anything different? She's like, no. I'm like... this is a different car. She's like, it is? I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, they're both red. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which brings me to my next power.
God, women are so stupid.
I would make any woman that I'm talking to be logical.
Wow. Now
that's
going,
actually might be the greatest power.
You're going too far.
That would change the world.
You are going too far. I mean, genies are magical, but they're not miracle workers.
Yeah. That's true.
No, think about it. Like, she's like, well, oh, yeah, okay, no, that's fine. Like, just go with your friends and go just watch that show or whatever. That's fine.
Yeah,
I'm just going to be here.
That makes sense. That's what
you
want to do.
You think you're
going
to be hungry when you get home?
But, well, you didn't tell me you were making dinner, and I already had these plans. If I knew you were going to make dinner, then I would have had dinner and then went over. No, it's fine. But maybe if you asked, you would have known. I'm like, well, maybe if you told me that you were going to do that, I would have. See? Instantly out of that.
Would you, is that like something you like? You have to clap your hands, kind of power, like Wonder Twins activate.
It's like Phoebe and it's a fucking what was that show?
Yeah, it's
Small World.
Yeah.
So like yeah, okay, yeah. So that's an interesting question. Do any of these powers need like some kind of movement to activate? So like the woman logic thing, would it be like, hey, in her face, like you gotta snap in her face to get her to be logical?
I'm like,
hey, you
do like the Caesar Milan and just like poke her chest and go.
Instant logic. Hey, no.
Like, oh, fuck, I guess I didn't ask you if you wanted to come home and eat dinner.
That makes total logical sense.
That just makes logical. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm just going to put in some Tupperware and eat it when you go home.
Yeah, that'd be fucking awesome.
It's like, hey, I know that, you know, the race is on and everything like that, but I thought we could go down to Lowe's and just,
hey! You good?
What
are you good?
Thing?
Are
I'm
you
gonna
good?
Make you a sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, did you have a hard day? Oh God, just let me tell you about my day.
Hey,
sorry.
Oh, oh God. I'm dirty. I want to take a shower. I will dry myself after. She's working.
Brilliant. Maybe you need to like decompress a little bit when you get home from work, and I don't need to like get all up in your face. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Wow. Yeah. You're so.
Think about that?
That's perfect.
See, this
yes.
is love. We have. Something
I'm gonna go
here.
In the kitchen now and do things.
It's like, oh God, I wish I asked.
So,
I just started my career again this week.
So
I'm giving you blowjobs for the rest of the week. That's what I'm doing. Because why should I just
slow and deep, just the way you like it?
This is like I have this affliction. Why should I put it on you? Like this is my thing that I have to go through. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm gonna check everything I say this week because it's probably the hormones. Yeah. See.
Wow.
It's definitely the hormones. Hey.
Whoa. That's kind of amazing.
It
kind of
shocks you. Ah! Just get there already.
Yeah. No, that would work. That would work amazingly.
Yeah, like, what if it was like you were getting these wishes from the devil or something, and they always had to put some kind of asterisk on it? So, like, if I wanted to get my my airport...
We're talking about a Brendan Fraser movie now? Is that what we're doing?
Sure. I'm just, you know, creating, you know...
Bedazzled.
I'm putting a conflict into this here now, because maybe there has
well,
to be...
Of course, because your powers all have conflicts.
Apparently. Yeah. So, like, if I want to get...
You're just putting it upside your fucking
You're
power
fucked up
range.
At saying all your powers.
Which one?
All of them.
I want to be able to park wherever I want. So you want a placard?
Yeah. You're talking about LA
Humans
powers.
Have that?
You're talking about fucking powers.
Wait, so
want.
I could be like a diplomat, son?
Dude, I would want fucking Superman's powers. If you want to put LA specific, like...
But see,
the,
like, the Superman powers would suck, because you gotta... Every time you fucking, like, open a doorknob, you gotta think, like, okay, I gotta touch this really light, because I have, like, super strength. And, like... It like the old like you know Kevin Smith thing about how did he ever have sex with the girl? Why didn't he like blow out Lois's back like a fucking shotgun when he came?
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean,
amazing control.
Well, I mean, clearly, the Twilight Saga explained that when the vampire had sex with Bella and she got a little bit bruised and he had to apologize. Clearly, that
yeah, but vampire
it.
Strength is not fucking Superman strength.
Well, I mean, it'd be cool if I could activate that, like. Yep, yep, and then
like,
fucking
what if you
superpower.
Like you French kissed a girl and you tore out her molars, like with your tongue strength, like you ripped
She'd
a
like,
jaw.
Oh my God, in my mouth! Hey!
Well, I guess you are Super Zach, so
I'm gonna go to the doctor.
Bleeding's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
But yeah, like, what if there was an asterisk? Like, if I wanted to get up to, like, airport conveyor belt running speed, I had to run for like 5 blocks and then it kicked in.
You can't run for 5 blocks now.
I know. But if I wanted to get up to that speed, it's like, fuck, 3 more blocks.
Well, so that's not really that fast.
No.
It's fast. Well, pull strength isn't that much stronger, but it's enough.
It's enhanced.
It's enhanced.
You know.
Yeah.
That's probably
I mean,
how strong
we're talking
Wolverine
about strength.
Is. That's probably how strong Wolverine is. He probably has like pull strength.
Yeah, but he strains. Like, when you got pool strength, you're not straining. It's just
well,
like,
you'd
yeah.
You'd strain with a certain amount of weight.
Sure.
Regeneration's pretty cool, too. That's what Wolverine does.
Well, you can get that in L.A., too. It's called plastic surgery.
Yeah, that's true. It's a lot of
it's
money.
It's called human growth hormone.
These wishes are free!
Oh. Are they? And they got to the end of their story, and they realized they had it all along.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I would have the power of Inglés.
Inglés?
Inglés.
Oh,
you speak
English? I think I'm seeing where you're going.
Whenever I go to a car wash and some guy like goes and like waves his fucking towel because he doesn't speak English, we're like, "Hey, red GTI!" Instead, that's what he would say.
You would
like,
understand.
I would understand what he was saying. Like he would have to speak English in the country where he's supposed to speak English.
Okay,
like, that
okay.
Would be
the most white
saying,
voice, the most gringo voice.
Hi.
Honda Civic, please.
You're saying
who's next?
My placard thing is stupid, but. Here you are saying, you know what would be a cool power if I spoke Spanish?
No. That's not the power.
That's
no.
what
it's,
you're saying.
That's not
the power
what he's
is
saying.
For them to speak
English
to me.
Red Honda Civic, please.
Yeah,
you're next. But he looks very Mexican.
Yeah. Like,
and then as soon as you drive away, he just kind of has this dumbfounded look.
Like you,
like,
if you
okay?
If you pull up,
what have I got?
If you pull up to 12 guys in front of a Home Depot and you roll down the window, and be like, hey, how do I get to Fountain? He was like, oh, yeah, just make a left down there, and that's straight ahead.
I would love a job today.
I would love a job today. And then I'm like, oh, thanks, man. And he goes back, and then he's back, like, so only to me would they actually have to speak the language of the country that they illegally came to.
That is a
in the most upscale, proper way.
They have Los Angeles power.
That could be Nigerians. That could be, like, anybody. They just have to speak English to me. But no, us being, me saying it's English is because the majority is from South America that are in this city.
No, you are totally mastering the theme of the Los Angeles power thing. Like, I'm thinking grander scale powers. You're thinking specific Los
Angeles.
He's
thinking logical powers because he's a logical guy.
That's a great power.
I think traffic is a bit of a problem.
You
want to
lift up cars and then smash them back down.
How else would you get around them?
If you had the fucking, like, perception of a motorcade like I talked about.
Everybody would have to part like the Red Sea.
That wouldn't necessarily solve the problem.
Yes,
if you've got a gridlock on the 405.
They always move. And then I could go on the fucking shoulder. It'd be fucking perfect.
First off, they wouldn't take you on a freeway if you had a motorcade. They would have a special route mapped out for you.
And anyway, like the way the motorcade goes, like one goes like two blocks ahead, blocks off the crosswalk, and like they piggyback each other. Yeah. And I would have the perceived, they wouldn't actually be LAPD. They would be, everybody would perceive that I had a motorcade when I wanted one.
Hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ooh, perception of motorcade.
Perception,
ooh.
Just like the perception of Murcielago.
That just got me a perception boner right now.
I think the being able to part the cars like the Red Sea.
But why? Because then you got to be thinking about, like, you can't even text and drive. Like, can you really lift up 20 cars and then drop them back after you went 500 yards and still keep your eye on
the
road?
That's a lot of focus.
That's an interesting one there. Okay, so maybe
I want
mental. Maybe I would want the power of mental texting, because people in LA do a lot.
It's called
driving.
It's called an iPhone. It's called Siri.
Mental
fucking say it.
You don't want to get drunk, and I don't want to know what's going on in your mind.
Why
want to fuck her? Why did you do that mental texting? Why
is anyone else getting 90 texts from Zach right now?
All of your powers, every single one of your powers has been something that already exists.
The placard doesn't exist.
This it does.
Oh, you know what? You know what that is? Basically, I want the perceived cop car instead of the placard. Like, if it just looked like my car was a cop car.
Are you going to take one of my powers?
You're talking about a motorcade. I'm talking about
cop cars involved in a motorcade.
I'm talking about universal parking. If I had, and who has universal parking? A cop. Bam. So basically,
you want to be a police officer?
You can go on the police force and get that same fucking power. I'm talking about powers here.
You can go into politics and get your fucking perceived motorcade. You can actually get a motorcade.
No, I can't get a perceived motorcade.
Well, I can't get a perceived cop car.
Why are you stealing my shit?
I'm not stealing your shit.
Yes, you are.
I'm just talking about parking. You're talking about driving.
I think the genie's getting fed up with you.
Yeah, I think the genie's fed up.
Hey, I got a wish for me. I want to leave.
Like, I want the genie to, like, be like, Zach, those are called handicap placards.
Yeah. I really, that's not my thing.
You can't park in a red zone.
I don't know anybody
placard
in Department of Transportation.
You can't park
so
in the yellow zone for longer than, what, 15 minutes with a handicap placard? You can't park in a red zone? You can't park in a, well, say, for example, you even go up to a meter and then your meter runs out. You get a ticket when you come back out, whether you have a handicap sign or not.
The genie just goes, oh, you want that placard? Poof, he just heads up to the DMV, just like, in a line just out the window, like, oh, yeah. I didn't get an appointment.
Yeah, like, see, this is a little, what's fucked up with the way that you're choosing power.
Or a front-of-the-line,
like,
pass.
You could have a front-of-the-line pass, which is kind of like
Disneyland.
What I'm talking about with the bouncer things. Thank you for stealing that one, too.
But the
way
about the DMV?
Dealing with the power is like, ah, I wish I had a power, so whenever I went to the DMV, it was like a fun club. It's like, why don't you just have the power where you go to the front of the line or actually have to go to the DMV? Like,
well,
why
you
are
said,
you're choosing a power that is hindering you?
Not necessarily. A front of the line pass.
It's
or
called
something.
Making an appointment at the DMV and showing up on time.
It's called having
but
a
I'm
lot
not,
of money.
I don't do that. God, who has the time to make appointments these days?
Obviously, you have the time to sit around in a fucking line.
Hey, we're making. Am I fucking bagging on your wishes? These are my wishes. You stay on your side of the microphone, and I'll stay on mine.
My fucking wish would have you actually pick better wishes.
Be a waste of a wish.
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead
I think,
and use that.
Yeah, I think that's whatever, you know? Fuck it, whatever. This is a whatever episode. We're going to come right back. If you guys have a funny, crazy, logical wish or a crazy, outlandish, miracle wish, let
Zach
us know.
Zach wish. Let's just call that a Zach.
Zach wish. Zach-ish, if you will. Email,
fuck
write,
is.
Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. We'll be right back. BODS, we are back. It's time for another segment called Mind Mail, brought to you by insert fucking sponsor here.
For the love of God,
help us. Help us, please.
This is where Carlo plays Zach, and Zach plays Carlo. I'm going to give him a topic to talk about. And they're going to have a short time to talk about it, and then I'm going to have to buzz in, and the other person's going to talk about it. So today's topic is... We don't have a shitty... We have shitty drum roll. We don't have a double.
Yeah, that was much of a drum roll.
It is Disneyland, so...
Oh, I just orgasm.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch up, orgasm, go! Zach, would you like to start?
Oh, God, Is it Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's Eve, Thanksgiving, and Halloween, and every member of my family's birthday all rolled into one? Because I'm going to Disneyland today!
All of them. All of them.
So, well, first I got to get on my Disneyland clothes, because I have Disneyland clothes on, as opposed to my San Diego clothes and regular LA clothes.
Little disclaimer, Zach fucking loves Disneyland.
No, keep going.
One of them would have to be my felt hat. That on the back of it, stitched in within my mouse ears, it said "Two Stick Force" because I love drums, and Disneyland loves me.
Spoiler.
And so I'm gonna park in the Goofy section. Spoiler. Because it's the closest that I can possibly get to the door. And as I get in line and I flash my season pass,
Ten seconds. You got ten.
I take the whoever girl I'm on a date with at the time. I show her my season pass because that's what I like to do. Let her know that I know the area. I know what I'm doing here.
Carlo.
And at this point, I'm still smoking a cigarette. I get up to the front gate. They're like, "Excuse me, sir," with a big smile on their face. They say, "You can't smoke in here." I'm like, "Why am I here? Fuck!" Blow my cigarette into their face. Get in past the doors, and I see what most people would consider a very beautiful sight of the flowers making up Mickey's face. There's the train there, and the girl that I'm on a date with is saying, "Hey, let's get a picture." I'm like, no. I'm just like, whatever experience you think you're going to get here, not going to happen today. So, you know, just stop smiling. No, stop. Stop smiling, because, nah, I'm not really into all this. We get in. We walk past... what is it? Christmas tree? Let's call it the Christmas time. We walk past the Christmas tree. I say, "Oh, God. Does it need to be fucking 90 feet tall? This is fucking ridiculous. No Christmas trees are 90 feet tall. Way to get the realism, Disneyland." Walk past. Go through all the lights. We get... And we walk up to Space Mountain.
Carlo! Or Zach!
After talking with Graciela, the gatekeeper at Space Mountain, about her kids and about the surgery that she just had on her tonsillitis, which I got from her 2 weeks ago when I came over, she says, "Well, Zach, you know what? I'll talk to you later. Just fucking get in line." So in the whole line, I'm just sitting there, smile fucking as wide as the Grand Canyon, just fucking eager to get in, just wait in this line for fucking... 2 hours with this girl that I'm trying to impress and show how sensitive I am that I love Disneyland. And while I'm in the line, I'm going through all the historical, you know, events that have happened in this line of Space Mountain and where they got the idea from and who built the actual ride, because I know that because I get the weekly newsletter. And we get to the front of the line and we strap in for Funtown, and right when that happens, the lights go down. This is Space Mountain. It's in the dark. I love rides like this because if I'm up, am I down? If I'm 5 feet off the floor, or am I 10 feet in the air? I have no idea, but this is so fun. So we get to the end of the line, and I meet Bobby, who's there with the picture booth, and I see my picture with number 85, and what I say to him is,
"Carlo!"
He says to me, "You know, you can actually have this emailed to you for free. Would you like a picture with your lovely date here?" No, I actually grab his camera, throw it on the ground. My date is like, "Hey, what's your problem?" I'm like, "Look, honey, this is just a scam anyway. All this shit's just for show. Bullshit." Anyway, I start going into how George Lucas had it right with the original Star Wars and how all of this is just a mockery of what that was. And God, that Space Mountain was such bullshit. The entire ride... air's whizzing past my face, I'm seeing all these stars, and I can totally make out how it's just little LED lights, and this is fucking stupid. My God, why am I here? So after Space Mountain, my girl, she's mildly excited that we're at Disneyland. I don't know. I don't really care. We start walking past the Jedi training camp, and I see this 27-year-old guy dressed like a Jedi, and he's got one of those telescoping fucking...
I know what a lightsaber is.
Telescoping, what do you call them? It's one of those stupid dork
things.
Sounded
like Carlo.
A light rod, I don't know. And he's teaching these kids how to sword fight, and God, like, what is the, like, God, get a fucking real job, man. cast member? You're a fucking hack. Jesus Christ. And then we walk over to the Matterhorn.
Zach! But the line for the Matterhorn is not long enough for my Disneyland taste, because I really like to experience every little bit of it that I can. So I take my date on the Nanking Death March to Pioneer Town. Her feet are about as swollen as a fucking Wesley Snipes' lips by the time we get there. Jesus. And she says, oh, God, can we just, Zach, can we just get, like, a little lemonade in a plastic container that kind of looks like a lemon? And I say, no, because we have time to eat and drink when we die. Right now, it's Disneyland time. So I put her on my back. She kind of jostles my felt mouse ears over a little bit, but I put it right back. And we get on the Tom Sawyer ride. And we get onto the Steamboat. I think that's Steamboat, right?
Yeah, Steamboat.
Steamboat. You know, the Steamboat. And I'm right up on the rail because I know when the captain... I want to see the captain fucking pull the fucking steam whistle because he does the best part because he does... right before he goes. And, God, if I miss that... I can miss a lot of things. I can miss the, you know, the christening of my second-born child or... You know, the funeral of my mother, but one thing I'm not going to miss, that damn steamboat whistle.
And Carlo!
Then once we get off this stupid steamboat ride, we head over to Pirates of the Caribbean, and the line takes about, I don't know, 5 minutes. I've more than I can fucking stomach. This is so annoying. We get into the little boat. I'm surrounded by all these strangers that I don't even know. Yeah.
Strangers I don't even know.
Yeah. And so the ride starts going. It's like, it's going like 2 miles an hour. I don't know why people are into this. I'm like, hey, why? I asked this guy next to me, why are people into this? And he just looks at me like with these big ass Mickey Mouse ears. And I think his name was Zach or something. He looked like he was super into whatever this was. I don't know. We go down this little slide and the worst possible thing that could ever happen, I get water in my hair. Unacceptable. So from here on, I stand up in the boat like, hey, Disneyland, stop the fucking ride. Everyone around me is looking at me like I'm some kind of dick. I'm like, hey, fuck you. What do you think this is, Disneyland or something? We get up to the end of it. I see some guy dressed up like Johnny Depp. I'm like, this is fucking retarded anyway. So we, I'm like, how much more time do we have here? We got another like hour, 7 hours? Jesus Christ. Then we go on to...
Wrap it up, Car, Zach!
All right, so, you know, after my 30th time in line to take the sword out of the stone with the other 12-year-olds, I noticed
there's
that...
There's never a line.
I noticed that I get a text message from my date, who apparently left an hour ago. But one thing I'm not going to do... She said she was going to hoof it from Orange County back to L.A., but I would give her a ride, but the Electric Light Parade is about to go on, and I need to get to Main Street. So I'm sitting there on a random tourist's shoulders because I gave him 50, just so I could have the experience that I had when I was a child. And I'm sitting there, and then all the princesses come by, and they're so beautiful. And so I take pictures with them. And then my lucky day, Chip and Dale come behind me in their fucking suits, and they take pictures with me. And they ask me if I want to go to the secret fucking Disneyland Club. And I say yes, because I've never been there before. This is a dream of mine. So we go to the Disneyland Club. And I get my customary milk and cookies because I'm a fucking child. And they show me that this is, you know, Walt Disney's chair that he sat in. So obviously the first thing I'm going to do is...
And Carlo, wrap it up.
I actually come out of this dream state that I'm in because this Disneyland club that I think that I'm in was actually some guy just hit me in the face because I was being such a dick on the last ride. I just woke up and realized, oh, okay. And you know what?
Sneak a pimp.
Was it Chip or Dale?
It was Chip.
Chip and Dale.
It was Chip and Dale. And I realized, I look at my phone wondering where my date is, and yeah, she had actually left several hours ago because apparently I don't like Disneyland. I don't really care anyway. So all of a sudden there's these fireworks going on behind the castle, and I see this Tinkerbell come sliding down. It looks like she's flying. And I start getting this wonder in my eye. Like, wow, this is magical. Jesus Christ, no wonder all these kids are so into this.
How dare you? How dare you? How dare
you? No wonder.
For a split second.
I start feeling this feeling in my stomach, and I feel like my heart grows three sizes.
It's acid reflux.
And I realize at the end of this, with all the fireworks, and I watch Fantasmic, and I buy myself the Mickey Mouse ears, and I buy myself the Goofy hat, because I now feel the magic. And that's what would happen if Carlo ever went to Disneyland.
And that's Mind Meld, brought to you by insert fucking sponsor here, you faggots. All right, we're coming right back. Hi, BODS, we are back. It's time for number 7 called Yay or Nay. This is where I give a few topics, and Carlo is either yay or nay, and Zach is either yay or nay on these topics. So the first topic I have is buying women flowers. Carlo, you're yay on this topic, and Zach, you're nay. So yay always starts. Carlo, go.
Well,
2 minutes on the clock.
Me this. Oh, you fucker.
Well, yay. I mean, why wouldn't you buy a girl flowers? I mean, if all I needed to do to make a retarded person happy was get them an applesauce cup, I would totally do that. It doesn't have no skin off my dick.
Wow.
I can go down. If really all it takes
everyone is here
for you to make a girl happy is for you to go down to the local Safeway and pick some carnations out of a bucket and it makes them feel like they're the special flower, I think that's $5 well spent. And what other way can you spend like the least amount of effort and the least amount of money and reap in the reward? I mean, it's flowers. Basically, what you're doing is giving these girls dead things that are the plant's vagina. And they love it. They fucking love this shit.
Wait, this is your positive?
They love it dried. They love it in little bags. They call it potpourri. Yeah, go for it. Flowers for girls, I say all the way. What could it hurt?
Yeah. Zach, you're nay.
I feel like you just gave me so much ammunition. Well, okay, so I gotta be nay.
Hey, you ever see 8 Mile, motherfucker?
Yeah. So, okay. Why would you buy a girl flowers when you could buy her a car, right? Or you could buy her a house. How fucking cheap are you? You're going to spend $1.50 for a fucking rose, or maybe $12.99 for a dozen roses,
you
when
are.
You could just buy her a fucking house. Buy her a fucking house. Jesus Christ. Spend the money. You love the girl, don't you? Flowers are insulting. Buy her something from Tiffany's or something. Jesus Christ. Just fucking show that you care. Buy her her favorite stuffed animal or something. Buy her tickets to a movie. Flowers, as Carlo said, die. In his very sardonic, positive note on flowers.
Don't movies get washed?
That's why it was so hard for him to be
But it's the experience of the movie that you're going to see. Another thing, instead of buying her a house or a car, you could buy her, I don't know, a wedding ring. Get serious about this. What do you think you're doing? Like, you're just going to buy her flowers in hopes that that's going to fucking continue on this relationship? It's not. She's going to get wise to it. Flowers die. Then you what? You're trying to give her the impression that your relationship's also going to die? Buy her something that's permanent. Something that signifies the rest of your life. Like a ring. It's eternal. Okay, guys? Don't buy flowers.
All right, next topic is...
I'm sold.
Yeah, Zach.
Hey, fuck those carnations. Let's put down a mortgage.
I want to take this relationship to the next level, baby.
I want to sign legal papers with you.
All right. Zach, you're going to be yay on this one, and Carl, you're going to be nay. The next topic is hit and run. Hit and run.
Hit and run,
Zach,
okay.
Yay
I'll start,
Zach.
Driving your car. You hit somebody, right? Now, is this like hit a car, hit a person, doesn't matter?
Hit a person.
Whatever. Okay, hit a person, wow. You want to go to jail? Huh? You don't want to go to jail, you want to go home? There you go. Run. Done.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Well, the reason why you don't want to hit and run is one simple reason, and it's the reason why our fucking planet, you know, revolves the way it does and the way that we all get along is because you don't fuck up another man's body work. You know what I'm saying? Like, if is it really worth, like, hitting that, like Midnight Rider guy on a fixie just to prove your point? No, it's not. That guy was fucking riding a bike anyways. What you should do is just avoid him and take solace in the fact that you're in an uncomfortable, steel-tubed, reinforced, crumple-zoned, air-conditioned cage, and everybody else isn't. Hitting and running is a lot like going to Disneyland. It's really good in theory,
ooh,
but for most, it's just a childish thing that you get over. If you're an adult, you don't do it. Don't hit and run.
Okay, and the last topic we have, Carl's going to be on this, Zach's going to be nay, why it should be okay to use the word cunt more so in society.
I'm going to be nay?
Yeah, thank God. Carlo, you're going to be yay.
Thank God.
Well, in our current status of globalization and the internet and everybody being as one and everybody contributing on same ideas, the British get to use cunt all the time. It's like a term of endearment. We don't get to use it. We don't. They use the word. Actually, our word fanny pack is what they use as a dirty word for cunt. So if you said fanny over there, it's like you saying cunt. But them saying cunt over there is like us saying bitch or fuck you.
Mouth pussy. Like,
it actually doesn't even need to be a girl. So I'm saying let's just take all the power away from these words. Cunt. Let's take the power away from that. Let's take the power away from the word nigger. Let's take the power away from the word, chick. Let's take it all away. Because what are they? Words. And what did Pee Wee Herman say? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never get me caught masturbating in a Florida jack.
Nay, Zach.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to hear this word coming out of my mouth right now. Cunt. Let me say it again. Cunt.
Heavy on the sea.
You're how fucking ugly that sounds. It is
almost as ugly as it looks.
It is the verbal way. I know, right? See, even when someone says the word cunt, God, I feel dirty even saying it. My mom raised me not to use the C word, okay? I don't just go around waving the catch. I don't just go around waving to catch you next Tuesday all the fucking time, you know? I don't use it. It's the same thing as a verbal slap in the face. This is a society where we don't go around hitting people. You want to fucking raise your level of existence? Don't be an idiot. We're all adults here. If you're listening to this podcast, I can only hope that you're an adult. And I mean this. I'm like totally serious. No joking. Don't fucking call people the C word. It's ugly. Rise above that shit. It's fucking sick. It's not to be used lightly, like only when someone is really being a raging
cunt.
Catch you next Tuesday. Should you, I mean, even then, you should think twice about using that word. And if you do use it, maybe repent after using it. Like, I'm sorry, Jesus, that I used the C word, but she was being one, okay? If you have to, and that's even then, I would still recommend not using it. There are
Why
so
would you
many.
Explain that to your gardener.
There are. I'm talking. There are so many other words to use that is dead. I'm dead serious. Don't fucking call people that. Be an adult. Anyway.
All right, that's yay or nay, you cunts. That's all we have time on this episode. Feel free to give us a like on the Facebook www.facebook.com/BODS Entertainment. Spelled out. All the other links are on there. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you next time. Signing out.